SPF records, and DNS, how to add them the right way. Email delivery is more complex than simply sending a message. Authentication plays a key role in ensuring emails reach inboxes without being flagged as spam. One of the most fundamental authentication methods is SPF Sender Policy Framework, which allows domain owners to specify which servers are authorized to send emails on their behalf by adding an SPF record to their DNS. An SPF record is a type of DNS TXT record that protects against email spoofing. When an email is sent, the receiving server checks the sending server's IP against the authorized list in the SPF record. If it matches, the email is accepted. Otherwise, it may be marked as spam or rejected. Without a valid SPF record, even legitimate emails risk being treated as suspicious. Despite its importance, many domains lack proper SPF configuration. A survey of over 12 million domains revealed that only 56.5% had SPF records, and nearly 3% contained errors, weakening protection. To avoid these pitfalls, the article provides a clear step-by-step guide. Identify all sending sources. List every server or service, example, Gmail, Outlook, MailChimp, HubSpot, Krooms, that sends mail for your domain. Missing one could lead to delivery failures. Authorize these servers. Use mechanisms like IP4, IP6, AMX, and include for third-party services. Keep within SPF's 10 DNS lookup limit. Create your SPF record. Begin with V equals SPF1, add mechanisms, and end with all or all. Example, V equals SPF1, IP4, 203.0.113.25 include spf.google.com, all. Add it to DNS. Log in to your domain provider, add a TXT record, and ensure only one SPF record exists. Verify functionality. Use free SPF checkers to confirm accuracy and avoid errors. Proper SPF setup boosts deliverability, safeguards domains from spoofing, and builds trust in your email communications.